welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn, and this satsang that we like to call it that, meaning heart-to-heart communion, or this radio program, if you like to look at it that way, is for March 25th, 2017, and I'm very grateful to be with you, and I have got a doozy of a program for you. I have chosen some very interesting questions that have to do with the regard for the spiritual practice, what it's really about, and if it's even viable in a person's life. So this is going to be one of those very powerful programs, I hope, for you that will bring about some tremendous insight. I want to remind you, please forgive me, I have to do this. People write me, why do you have to do that? Because people don't give. You have to understand that these radio programs are TV programs, and everything you see on the website at aspire.org is there because of the generosity, the unconscionable generosity of those who have become sponsors, who have made all this possible through their tax-deductible gifts. And I want to invite you to do the same. Without your donations, we cannot continue. We cannot do these radio programs. We have to pay for airtime like anyone else. And there are so many things that have to do with the cultivation of a website like the one we have to serve humanity, to serve humankind. So I hope you will consider being a sponsor. Your donations mean so much to us. They are tax deductible. And if you go to the Aspire website at aspire.org, you will see support. And if you pull down that little menu, you will see why support Aspire. And it will give you everything you needed to know about where your donations go and how to sign up and how to... Well, there are some very sweet things that we offer to donors, people who help us sustain and maintain and continue our efforts. Go take a look. Aspire.org support. Well, every so often, like once or twice a week, I'm going to get some really, people would call it negative feedback about what I'm doing or what I'm saying or what I'm teaching. And I always welcome this as much as I would any other. But sometimes I see that there is a pertinent question, something extremely valuable in some of these questions. And so I go for it. And when I do, I put together a program such as this one for you, and I hope that this answers some of your questions that you might have in the background of your mind. The first one comes from Robert in San Francisco, California. What good are people like you, Greg, who teach what might be, but really could be, all wrong? How do you know that what you are teaching and what you are giving is true? Please remember, this is not personal, Robert. Robert, I don't take this as personal at all. I really don't. So please don't think that I'm offended, because I'm not. This is an intelligent question. And my answer, I hope, will be equally as intelligent back to you. You know, each of us are individuals in our own right, in a certain way, not always. Most people, they inaugurate within themselves a general dispassionate kind of mentality for anything that goes against their passions and their beliefs. So when I talk against maybe something you believe, maybe you knew you believed it, or maybe you didn't know you believed it, but whenever I speak on a subject that is something that a person has come to build their life around or make their living around, like maybe it's that they are not a believer Or maybe it's that they like to believe in this, that, or the other, and that anyone who disagrees with them, like you think I might, is the enemy or doesn't know what they're talking about. Everything is subjective. And you're right. This isn't personal. How do you know anything I'm teaching you is true? How do you know that anything I'm offering you is authentic? How do you know? It's a very good question. Now, there are those who take the attitude that a person should doubt everything. These people are cowards, and they never achieve anything in their life but mediocrity and the pedestrian mentality. So I don't go too much into that, you know, thinking, well, you know, you're right, you should doubt everything. I don't go into that. I don't think a person should doubt or affirm anything. Nati, nati, neither this, neither that, non-dualistic thinking. Just listen, and I will tell you how you will know. The problem with being a teacher such as myself, who is teaching things that have been pertinent for thousands of years, and yet are not respected in this quote-unquote day and age that we are in, the difficulty of it all is that you have to have a sense of your own self, a mere smattering of what it means to be authentic, to have intuition, to self-realize. Now, you have to understand, Robert, you are not here, and I am not here, to have me be the teacher and you be the student and you believe everything I say, and vice versa, by the way. I don't believe everything you say either. So the common ground that we have is an intuitive pull. If a person has become so jaded in their life, which most people have, and jadedness comes from trauma, some trauma in a person's life that they had when they were a child or something. If they have become so jaded in all of that and they can't reach the depth of their intuition, then anything I am saying or anything that any teacher would be saying to you would sound like pure poppycock. And I understand that. And I'm not here to convince you. Please understand, Robert, I am not trying to sell you anything. I'm really not. I'm trying to give you everything. I'm not trying to sell you anything. I'm trying to give you everything. There are those who can feel that beyond their emotions and passions. And there are many more, many, many more, they cannot feel anything of that. They have absolutely no way to feel this, know this, or get a sense of the bigger picture of it all. They just have no way of doing it. So these are the people that live as they do, maybe living for years and months and days, or maybe living for objects, people, and things, or maybe living for emotionality, or maybe looking for a proof, scientific. It doesn't matter. It really doesn't matter. You live with what you live with, and you live by what you choose to live by. And I am not here to tell you what you should live by and what you should think and da-da-da-da. I'm not here to do that. I'm here to make some suggestions. These suggestions are based on the principles of great masters and great teachers who have lived in this world. I have had one, I've had quite a few, but one in primary who showed me such a great deal about life and living and the meaning of this whole existence. It was a direct experience I had that superseded my Greg Penn experience. Robert, have you ever been in love with someone? Or thought you were in love with someone? How would you explain that to that person who is looking at you and is very skeptical about it? How would you convince them you love your son or your daughter or your wife? How would you convince them? How would you convince someone who had a gun to your head and said, I'm going to blow your brains out unless you tell me why I should not kill you? Now, these are simple little examples of the inexplicable. Because there is a part of all of us that just can't reason out the words. Can't say the things that would be helpful to the cause of your question. Life is subjective and people are subjective. And while we're all the same, I hate to say, in so many mundane and pedestrian ways, there are those who are unique and are not in the bubble, in the pod of all of that. Who sometimes are on the edge of that pod, or sometimes who have just barely gotten out of it, like a rebirth. And these are the people that hear what I hear. And even Jesus talked about it when he said, those who have ears to hear, let them hear. Those who have eyes to see, let them see. It's all subjective. And I may not be saying the things you want to hear. I may not be saying the things you can understand. I may not be saying the things that you think are important to you. And that's okay. But your question is very important. How do you know what is true? How do you know that what I'm saying, and people like me, as you say in your question, how we are talking about things that you have not seen or heard? I can tell you without a shadow of a doubt that I've been where you are, doubting, wondering, thinking, amusing myself with hate and fear like I used to. But all of a sudden, from out of nowhere and out of everything, comes insight when you are attentive to it. So, Robert, while I honor what you're saying and respect how you are trying to find answers to what you're saying, there is no answer that is going to satisfy your question, because your question is a question of impossibility. Nothing I could say would ever, ever be able to help you. Even the little analogy I gave to you about your wife and your kids and your own life. So you will have to keep doubting and keep doubting until you see the futility of it. Eventually, one day, possibly, one lifetime or another, through all of your doubts, you will see the futility of it all. And if you do, everything will be answered in that moment. Life is not personal. Life is the persona of love, real love. And if you can go into that persona ever so gently, you will find the meaning of everything that you just asked me, and your great teacher will be life itself. And life leads to love at all ways and shapes and forms. Life leads to love. I hope that helps you. Please forgive me. Namaste. What a great question. I was so happy to get it. It's really... The next question comes from Nancy. And she does not tell me where she lives. Greg, I listen to you almost every day. What is real? What is true? How do you know, Nancy? Nancy, everything is in proportion in the beginning of our life to our perceptions. When you realize that perception is not reality. When you realize that your perception of something and, let's say, Harry's perception of something are two different things, but they seem real to each of you, you will start to understand very deeply perception is just opinion. And it is based on the concept of what you've been through and what you haven't been through and what you've experienced and what you haven't experienced. So you'll be able to see the quote-unquote bigger picture of everything as you go down the line. But what is true and what is real is a matter of consciousness, not concept, not thinking, not belief, not desire, not ambition, not intellect, not emotionality. The greatest thing you will struggle with, I am sure, will be your emotions. Truth and reality are discovered not as emotional concepts or precepts. Truth and reality are discovered in your ability to live compassionately with yourself, to find mercy and love inside yourself. And if you are willing to find that mercy within you, that is when something of the other shore will show up. And you will find a graciousness, a kindness, a love, a profound love that changes everything about the way you experience your life. And you won't need to experience your life through what you call yourself. The biggest mistake all of us make is that we want to experience our lives according to, in my case, the Gregory that I live with. This guy is not capable of recognizing the meaning of life. He is not capable of reality or truth at all. He's just a guy. He's a human being. He has his own pride and his own problems and his own greed and his own fears and his own shortcomings. And all the time in his life, if you look at him, you look at average human beings, we're always compensating for our weaknesses, trying to do the right thing over wanting to do the wrong thing just for the fun of it, or just because we feel anger or hostility. And that's the way we live our life. We don't go forward. We don't go inward. We just try to razzle-dazzle ourselves in the idea that, well, if I do this and I do that and those things are good, even though I don't really want to do them, it'll be okay. Everything will work out. And that's the way we live in what we call reality or truth. What is the reality of us? What is the ultimate reality? Well, every master from Lao Tzu to Jesus has said the same thing. Buddha, Jesus, Lao Tzu, the Krishna, Mahavir, all of them, one thing. It's all about love. Now, what you and I call love is a very important thing. If I don't see the light of love within me, then I will never see the meaning of my life. I will never know the substance of it. And that will bring great hardship to my daily living. You have to develop consciousness, Nancy. You have to develop consciousness. Without it, you cannot see the light. You cannot have the direct experience. You must have the direct experience. It is very, very important. I hope that helps you. I really do. Most people don't take the time to understand the nature of their life, much less the community they live in. It's just very interesting how we're all so self-centered because we're trying to survive. And it is a very difficult thing to survive and at the same time find meaning and kindness in our lives. It's just very difficult these days. Please forgive me. Namaste. And the last question. Greg, this is from Ron. Where is he? In Cincinnati. I have a lot of people. This is really interesting. Who'd have thought? Cincinnati, Ohio. Greg, is there proof of God? I mean, really, Ron.
Oh, gosh.
You know, the God we have, the God of our mind, the God that we want as a person with skin on, it does not exist. And I know everybody wants that to happen and wants to think there's this guy in the clouds somewhere with a long beard and he has a plan for you. And that's not true. None of that is true. And it's good for the pedestrian mentality, you know, to hear that. And in many ways, I have often thought quietly to myself, without these kinds of beliefs that people need to have, there would be utter chaos in this world. People would be killing each other. It would be ugly. So the way I look at it is, it's very necessary for people to believe in a guy in the sky. And if that's the way you need to believe in, that's what you need to believe in. And there's nothing I'm going to say or do or anything to try to change that, because it keeps the peace on earth as much as we can. And what do they say? There's nobody in a foxhole who doesn't believe in God. There are, you know, no atheists there. So I don't know. But here's the way it is. We are run in this lifetime, this world that we're in the sector of this universe we live in, is run by mathematics, tone, light, sound. Tone, light, sound. There is an intelligence that exceeds the kind of human mind that you and I exist in, and that's the way that is. Should we choose to tune into that through meditation, vibration, we will awaken to some things inside of us that we did not know exists. These laws are vibrations, tones, turning into light. Oftentimes in these tones, there is an essence of music and beauty. These things run our life. There are laws that we live and abide in. One of them is the law of karma. Another one is the law of impermanence. These two laws are very interesting because what they do is that they give each and every second of our life a meaning, a significance that exceeds human understanding and appreciation of that experience. So it's very difficult to say there is this guy named God hanging around in the ethers who has a plan for every one of us that has really gone awry. I mean, if you look at it, he's a total failure and has done some pretty stupid and ugly things. But that's the way we need to believe. We need to think, well, you know, he took my daughter, he took my kid, he has a plan for me. You can say all that all you want. And if that soothes your savage soul and keeps you from going postal, then that's great. But if you want to know the ultimate truth, you're going to have to move beyond human mind, out of human mind. You can't keep thinking that there is this thing out there that is greater than you. There is this thing out there that knows what it's doing. You and I have to merge with this thing, and you do it through meditation. And if you can't meditate, or if you're refusing to meditate, or you're not willing to learn to meditate, and you're stuck with a pedestrian mentality of religion, and that may just serve enough of a purpose to keep the lid on the boiling pot. And that's kind of the way I look at it with people. Hope that helps you in some way. please forgive me. I'm out of here. If you have a comment, a question, or something that I could serve you with, you know what to do. Come to the website at aspire.org. Go to media. Press the media button there. A little table of contents will come down, and you'll see Satsang with Suraj, and that be me. I hope you'll contact me. Have a beautiful day. Please forgive me, won't you? Namaste.